The siege of Aleppo has overshadowed news from another conflict in the region. I'm talking about Yemen, where a nearly two-year-old war has killed thousands of civilians. Saudi Arabia, the big player in this multi-sided fight, has been blamed for many civilian deaths there. The Saudi-led bombing campaign relies on U.S.-made fighter jets, guided missiles, and bombs. But this week, the Obama administration sent an unmistakable signal to the Saudis by canceling a shipment of some 16,000 smart bombs made by Raytheon. Scott Paul of Oxfam America heard the news on Tuesday. So I know you do work in Yemen, Scott. What was your immediate reaction to that news?
Well, we work in communities all across Yemen, and we've been most concerned with how best to save lives. We're trying to reach as many people as we possibly can. But the reality is, aid operations in Yemen are a drop in the ocean. And what's really needed is peace. What's really needed is a basic respect for the lives of civilians who are suffering through this conflict. So we've been pushing the international community, and in particular the US and the UK, to really put all of its weight behind a peace agreement and behind the protection of civilians. And to do that, it's really been necessary to send a signal to the principal parties to the conflict that this kind of behavior won't be tolerated. And so the U.S. has made a really important step towards doing that.
What are conditions for Yemenis like right now?
The situation in Yemen is absolutely appalling. More than 21 million people throughout the country need some form of assistance to survive. That's more than 4 out of 5 people in Yemen and more than any other country in the world. About 14 million people don't know where their next meal is going to come from, and 7 million are really just on the verge of famine. The situation is getting worse and worse, unfortunately, because the shipping situation is deteriorating. It's harder and harder to get imports into the country, and Yemen depends on imports for its food supply. Meanwhile, the banking institutions that are propping up the currency are falling apart. And the net effect of all of this is that people have less money to pay for more expensive food and other water that they need to get by on a daily basis.
So how does a bombing campaign affect your ability at Oxfam to get aid to people in need?
We've basically set up our operations where people are fleeing to. It's really hard to go into areas that are subject of a really heavy bombing campaign, but civilians don't want to be there either. The exceptions are the really big cities where we've had to work closely with communities that are subject to bombardment. And our staff are taking on a huge amount of risk. Our partners are taking a huge amount of risk to reach people. But unfortunately, that's what's required in Yemen right now.
Scott, how optimistic are you about peace coming to Yemen anytime soon?
This is the most important step that could have been taken. To signal to Saudi Arabia and the government of Yemen that the conflict cannot continue. And this has been a really important first step. The U.S. has been trying to say that now for over a year, but the message hasn't been heard. And now, hopefully, the message will be heard, and Secretary Kerry can resume some of the really noble efforts he's taken on to try to broker an agreement.
Scott Paul with Oxfam America speaking with us from Washington. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on the show.